news.
For many small businesses and new businesses, getting a loan or a big cash advance is tough. Banks and other traditional lenders are often leery of those without years of financial statements and credit scores, but at least one lender is using a different way to assess creditworthiness. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Jeffrey Grossman is an acupuncturist in Bellingham, Washington. He's also a small businessman. He creates media marketing materials for other acupuncturists, hoping to expand their practice. Over the years, Grossman's borrowed money from family and from bank lines of credit, but recently he needed a quick infusion of extra cash. He turned to a company called Cabbage, spelled with a K.
I got wind of Cabbage, I don't know where, right? And then all of a sudden I'm online, I check it out, and I'm like, oh, this looks interesting.
Interesting, but the application also made him skeptical.
They wanted all this information about QuickBooks and UPS accounts and all this stuff.
Detailed accounting data, UPS accounts? What's going on here?
We're effectively building a financial statement.
Catherine Petralia is a co-founder of Cabbage, which provides financing to small businesses such as online merchants that banks typically don't lend to. Petralia says Cabbage uses real-time and verifiable data from things like UPS shipments, eBay, and PayPal accounts to assess creditworthiness.
We can see historical data and current data, and we can see tomorrow's data. And we are looking at information that could be as detailed as what people are actually buying from you.
And she says that can be more useful than static financial documents that banks and other traditional lenders typically rely on.
If you see that the customer's business is changing over time, they're selling different products, they're changing their price points, transaction volume is going up or down, you get a lot more visibility and insight into that business than a pure financial statement's going to give you.
To be clear, small businesses that get money from Cabbage give that company permission to view their online accounts. Christine Pratt is a senior financial services analyst at ITE Group. She thinks Cabbage's use of this real-time transaction data is smart. She also likes the fact that Cabbage looks at companies' social media pages.
Are customers saying that you are doing a good job? Are consumers complaining about you?
Cabbage looks at a small business's Twitter account and its Facebook page. Cabbage says it knows the information there isn't foolproof, but says it can add insight into how a company is relating to its customers. And at the margins, it can be helpful. Analyst Pratt puts it this way.
They use that information to be able to look ahead to see whether or not your business not only is doing very well right now, but can also sustain that business and grow.
Pratt says the use of social and real-time data is growing. Some traditional lenders are starting to embrace it, and Amazon is quietly mining its own data to find retailers it wants to make loans to. Back in Bellingham, Washington, small businessman Jeffrey Grossman decided to take the plunge and gave Cabbage access to some of his online accounts. The result?
I think we were funded probably within, minutes.
But Grossman has words of caution to would-be borrowers. The company's fees can be steep.
I don't want to say you're doing business with the devil, but sometimes when you're a small business and you really, if the banks aren't able to give you the money and if you need some cash flow, you kind of have to bite the bullet and do it.
Grossman says the funds he got, he was approved for up to $25,000, have helped him grow his business. And for that, he remains grateful. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.